Thanks for listening to the Friday Live Extra from NET Radio, a weekly podcast featuring arts and humanities in Nebraska, and an online-only feature we produce in conjunction with our weekly radio show, Friday Live. I'm Genevieve Randall, and later on this week's Friday Live Extra, I'll talk with James Moores of Moores & McCumber, who perform in McCook Saturday, January 26th. We'll start, however, this week with a nonprofit founded by my guest, Jacob Bartlett. The nonprofit is called the Nebraska Vocal Initiative, which is chartered through the Barbershop Harmony Society, and there's an event coming up featuring the group on January 29th, and we'll talk more about that. Jacob Bartlett, by the way, is also Associate Professor of Music at Peru State College. Jake, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you in the studio. Tell us a little bit more. When is the January 29th event, and at what location?
The event will be at 7 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, January 29th at Westminster Presbyterian Church. That's okay. Located at 27th and South, 2110 Sheridan Boulevard.
In Lincoln. So what is this new nonprofit and the society that it's chartered through?
A couple of my friends and I decided we wanted to start something new and fresh in Lincoln. We have a couple other a cappella ensembles in Lincoln, the Lincoln Continentals and the Lincoln Airs Chorus, but we decided we wanted to kind of go a different route rather than just focus strictly on barbershop. We chartered, however, through the Barbershop Harmony Society for various reasons, and it allowed us to create the nonprofit status that we have in Nebraska, and through the Barbershop Harmony Society itself. We're open to all men and all women now through the Barbershop Harmony Society, which is new. Just this month was open to women. So we're very excited about that initiative.
That does seem like kind of a groundbreaking thing that happened just within this last year, that women were not previously allowed to join. Do you happen to know what changed?
Well, this was a big movement. I mean, there were articles in the New York Times about the society making this change. You would think that this would have happened earlier. However, if you go back to when the society was founded in 1938, only white men were allowed into the group. And so it took a little while for them to allow all men. And then finally, it just made sense that women were allowed. Women had been allowed as associate members into the group, mm-hmm. but they were not allowed to be full members and full performing members until just January.
So this allows for NVI, Nebraska Vocal Initiative, to offer mixed and men's a cappella choirs.
That's right. We're going to stay with a men's group. The men's group has been operating under the name the Good Life Chorus for the last year plus. As I said, a couple friends and I would say we've had membership ranging up to 17, but we typically stay around 6 to 8 men. We're opening it up now so that women can join. We're not aiming to keep the group small. It is open to anybody of any age. So we're just really hoping that this guest night brings anybody out that would like to try out the a cappella music scene. I know that it's vibrant in the collegiate setting, and we're just hoping to bring it to people outside of that college community, even though we love for our college students to come and sing with us. So
let's talk about what people can expect from that Tuesday, January 29th event. I understand and there's performances as well.
Okay, yes. Well, we ran into a tough spot with having a quartet perform, but yes, the Good Life Chorus will be performing on this event. Also expect a lot of singing, but expect it to be just like a rehearsal will run. It's going to be snippets of how I would normally run the rehearsal. Mm-hmm. We will start with the big old warm-up. We'll start with some barbershop tag singing. I think people will enjoy the music that we've selected for the event. It's going to be a full night of mixed groups. So we're not doing just men's group this Tuesday, the 29th. It's going to be all mixed.
And, of course, people will be able to ask lots of questions and get to know what the Nebraska Vocal Initiative is all about. But other than offering choirs as well as voice lessons, are there other ways you'd like to explain to listeners kind of what the mission is?
Our mission is to bring a cappella music to Lincoln. We want to perform for anybody that wants us to perform for them. Really, though, we are an outlet for the people in the group. This is meant to be intrinsic value for our performer rather than it being necessarily 100% about extrinsic value for the listener. We are going to have a variety of styles, so we will be able to cater to pretty much any request that comes our way, not just people that enjoy the old style barbershop singing, but contemporary new music that some of these other groups don't necessarily want to perform. We're going to perform that music, and we're going to perform it well.
Jake Bartlett founded a new nonprofit called Nebraska Vocal Initiative. That first information and meeting event, by the way, is again Tuesday, January 29th, 7 p.m. at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Lincoln. Jake, thanks.
Thank you so much.
For the bigger win, it's the kind of world we're living in. We're good enough is good enough, and we pass like strangers. I don't know why I've been feeling this way. Patience and breathing aren't really my thing. Forgive me for asking, forgive me for feeling this way, yeah. We're all looking for the bigger win, it's the kind of world we're living in.
For the second half of our podcast this week, I have the pleasure of talking with James Moores, who, along with Court McCumber, is part of Moores and McCumber, whose track Bigger Win you just heard about a minute of there before I started talking. They'll be delivering their folk Americana roots combo sound to an audience in McCook at St. Ert's Bakery and B-Rock Cafe on Saturday, January 26th. The show will open with local musicians Brenna Carner and Gabe St. Ert. James Moores, welcome to the Friday Live Extra.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, you met Court McCumber at a music festival, I read. How did you know that you wanted to work together?
Oh, I had no idea I wanted to work with him. I just didn't know anybody else there, and a friend of our, a mutual friend of ours, said, if you see this guy, Court McCumber, say hi for me. And so I saw this guy in a shirt that said McCumber Landscaping. I figured that was probably him. So I introduced myself, and it turns out he could play a lot of stuff, a lot of different instruments, great singer. And just one night at the festival, we were sitting around the campfire there swapping songs with other songwriters, and that's how the friendship began. And now we're 7 albums in and 10 years on the road together, and it's a good outcome.
The two of you often travel with quite a few instruments. Can you tell our listeners about the instruments you're bringing to McCook?
Yeah, so we'll have cello, accordion, banjo, Irish bouzouki, fiddle, mandolin, acoustic guitar, ukulele. There's a few things.
Kind of fun to watch, I imagine. You guys kind of switch around, right?
Yeah, we switch up, you know, every couple of songs, and that really, it's interesting for us, and I think the audience really appreciates the dichotomy of instruments, and, you know, it allows us to take very similar songs and make them sound very different.
You released your album Acrobats this last year. How many albums are you guys up to now?
That was number 7. We did a live record in 2015, and then we have the 6th studio record.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we love making music, and it's a real treat to write songs and get to record them and play them for people.
It's a lot, and recording an album like that is a lot of work.
It is. Last year, we spent a week, for some reason, a week off in February down in Florida, and we sat around the front pool, and we basically crafted the album and recorded some demos there in St. Pete. And then in April, we were up in Texas, and we had a couple of days to get into the studio. We spent a week at a place called Blue Rock, which is near Wimberley, Texas, and recorded it. And yeah, we love it. It's a great, great record.
Tell me, James, just a little bit about your musical background and what got you making music in the first place.
Well, me personally, I loved music, you know, from a young age, and I didn't play anything until junior high. I played some trumpet, and I quickly fell off the wagon there. But I was always in the church choir, loved to sing as a kid, and just always imagined being a musician. And then after college, I started playing guitar, took some lessons, learned how to sing and play at the same time, and I was off to the races writing songs and wanted to share my story. And that's really how it all began for me. Court's story is a little bit different. He grew up with a mom who was a concert pianist, so he'll tell you his memories are, you know, laying underneath the piano and listening to all the notes and following along. And so he was steeped in music from an early age.
You know, I was kind of perusing around your website, and I noticed that you and Court have invited fans and friends to go rafting with you. What's that about?
We started doing some guided tours to Ireland in 2011, and they've been really successful. We're doing 4 a year now where we bring 25 fans over there, and we spend 10 days sightseeing during the day and then going to the pubs at night and hearing live music and playing along with some of the Irish musicians. And that's become
about the treatment of illegal immigrants. Radio business owners have been making money off of it. And the Facebook page of O'Neill radio station KBRX had many comments from people supporting the raid. One comment under the name of Chad James read, "Read the indictment. Serious criminal activity on multiple fronts by multiple parties, both employee and employer alike." As the protest rally broke up, organizers urged people to contact their representatives. As broadcaster Mike Flood, who was covering the rally for News Channel Nebraska, started to sum up, participants broke into song. News, I'm Fred Knapp in O'Neill, Nebraska. A Nebraska congressman on the Homeland Security Committee says compromise is needed to prevent incidents like the one this week in O'Neill involving businesses and illegal immigrants. Fred Knapp of NET News has that story. Congressman Don Bacon, who represents the Omaha area's 2nd District, commented after Wednesday's immigration raids in O'Neill and other Nebraska communities. The action by Immigration and Customs Enforcement also included arresting more than a dozen people charged with conspiracy to transport, employ, conceal, and harbor illegal immigrants. Bacon calls the situation a tragedy and says it goes beyond the workers who he says were being exploited.
I talk to businesses out there who only hire legal folks, and they're at a disadvantage when their competitors are hiring folks who pay under the table at less than the going rate. That's not fair to those businesses who are trying to do it right. And I know many folks who came here legally and they've spent over 10 years trying to come here, and they don't feel good about what they did right and took us so long is that, and other people are doing it illegally and they're short-circuiting that system.
Bacon supported legislation including a provision that would have required employers to use the E-Verify system to check workers' legal status. He says that would deter illegal hiring because employers would know there would be a paper trail if they knowingly hired people who were ineligible to work in this country. But Bacon says the legislation was scuttled by opposition from the left and the right.
Unfortunately, I could not get a compromise. Folks on the left didn't want to vote for because there was some construction of a wall involved, and we lost some votes on the right because they thought it was being too generous with DACA and our H-2 visas.
Bacon says Congress needs to keep trying to fix the immigration system and address the worker shortage affecting Nebraska. For NET News, I'm Fred Knapp.
And you're listening to All Things Considered here on NET Radio. This is Nebraska's NPR station, and we're live this afternoon at the Mill in Lincoln's Haymarket as the Huskers get ready to open the 2018 college football season tomorrow night at Memorial Stadium against Akron. Good afternoon, I'm Jack Williams. Feels good, college football's back. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm NET News Director Dennis Kellogg. The next couple of hours will have a distinctive football flavor as we officially embark on the Scott Frost era of Husker football. Coming up in 15 minutes, we're going to talk with Kevin Kugler, a Husker football insider who hosts Big Red Wrap-Up on NET Television. He says the native son is off to a good start.
He's the perfect fit because he's played here, grew up here, he understands here. If he has the kind of success that I think Scott will have, he'll retire there. There's no other college job Scott Frost will take.
A full conversation with Kevin Kugler coming up at 4:20 Central.
Also in the next hour, as the Huskers get ready to take the field tomorrow, some athletes are benefiting from sports psychology, a relatively new field that's gaining popularity in Lincoln and within other big college sports programs.
We're starting to see athletes as humans, and yes, they have exceptional abilities within the area of sport, but they still have a human brain, and they still have human emotions and normal experiences just like the rest of us.
A conversation with Husker sports psychologist Dr. Brett Haskell and why she says her field still has a long way to go. We'll also talk with Husker's first sports psychologist, Jack Stark, about what it was like working with Tom Osborne during the team's championship runs.
And Jack, what about the fans? They seem pretty excited about Scott Frost. We're going to hear from the Husker faithful and find out what they think about the new coach and how they feel about the future. That's coming up at 4:30 Central.
We are live at the Mill in Lincoln's Haymarket until 6:30 Central. Come by and see us, say hello, and so take All Things Considered on the road here on NET Radio.
As the Huskers get ready to kick off a brand new college football season tomorrow night against Akron and a new era for the program under Scott Frost, we talked with Kevin Kugler, a Nebraska native who hosts Big Red Wrap-Up on NET Television. He's really becoming one of the top sports announcers nationally as well. But Kugler says we're watching more than just a major culture shift take shape at Memorial Stadium.
I think it's more of a culture U-turn, because you're turning back to where the program was 20 years ago. And that's what you're trying to do from a culture standpoint. You're not trying to do that from a philosophy of play standpoint. You're trying to do it from a culture standpoint, making the U-turn back to some of the stuff that made Nebraska great when it was great at football, when it was among the nation's best and had an unprecedented run in the 90s. I don't think anybody expects 60-3 to return, but I do think part of it is a culture shift. This was a program under Mike Riley that had seen years of attrition. You know, you've had so many ups and downs with this Nebraska football program. You had the teardown initiated by Steve Peterson when he didn't feel that 9 wins a year was enough. Then you had the Bill Callahan era. Then you had the Bo Pelini era, which started to get things back a little more to where they had been, but never over the hump. And of course, Coach Pelini had other issues that came into play. And then you go to the Mike Riley era, which was such an out of the blue hire that the culture changed again, and you know, you can only bend something too many times before it breaks. And I think you finally got to the point where this was about to break, and Scott Frost has come in and said, hold on, I know what this place used to be, I know how to get back to that, and that's what we're trying to do.
What do you think fan expectations are this season? How much leeway do you think Scott Frost has if the Huskers don't win right away?
I think Scott's got plenty of leeway. He's got plenty of leeway from his administration, which certainly helps, but I hope people understand that in some ways this is the last shot. I mean, you're now a full generation of kids who have grown up across the country knowing Nebraska to be an okay football program. Nobody who's playing football now, none of the 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds who are going to play for Nebraska, were around when Nebraska was dominant in college football. So you have an entire generation that's gone by without Nebraska football being overwhelmingly relevant on the national stage. So if you're a fan who enters the 2018 season and says, well, gosh, that team was 4-8 last year, but Scott's back, 12 wins, you're crazy. It would be one of the most remarkable stories in college football history. I think expectations are reasonable this year from fans because I think they understand all of those ups and downs that this program has had, and Scott has to be given time to turn this thing around to where people want it to be. So I think he'll be very patient with Scott Frost.
And this is NET Radio, Nebraska's NPR station. You're listening to All Things Considered. We're live this afternoon at the Mill in Lincoln's Hay Market. Good afternoon, I'm Jack Williams.
And good afternoon, I'm Dennis Kellogg. We're a little more than 24 hours away from the official kickoff of the Scott Frost era as the Huskers get ready to host Akron tomorrow night at Memorial Stadium. NET's Morning Edition host Brandon McDermott is here, and Brandon, you had a chance to visit with some fans about a fresh start for the Huskers.
Hey Dennis, I talked to several fans near and around Memorial Stadium to get their thoughts on the state of Husker football. Jed Van Stock says the only topic of conversation at her dinner table lately is about what the Huskers are going to do this year with Scott Frost as head